Watch, Ozzy Osbourne shares Parkinson's disease diagnosis. By Breitbart News on January 21, 2020. UPI, Ozzy Osbourne is going public about his diagnosis with Parkinson's disease. The 71-year-old singer discussed his health, including his 2019 fall and his struggle with Parkinson's disease, in a joint interview with his wife, Sharon Osbourne, Tuesday on Good Morning America. Osbourne suffered a bad fall at home in early 2019 and was forced to postpone his No More Tours 2 tour. "It's been terribly challenging for us all," Osbourne said of his health issues. "I did my last show New Year's Eve at the Forum. Then I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck, which screwed all my nerves." Osbourne said he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in February 2019. Sharon Osbourne detailed the singer's diagnosis. "It's PRKN2. Sharon Osbourne said. "There's so many different types of Parkinson's, it's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination. But it does affect certain nerves in your body. And it's like you have a good day, and then a really bad day." Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder that affects movement. Medication can help manage symptoms, although there is no cure for the disease. Osbourne takes Parkinson's medication and pills for his nerves. "I got a numbness down this arm for the surgery, my legs keep going cold," he said. "I don't know if that's the Parkinson's or what, you know, but that's the problem. Because they cut nerves when they did the surgery. I'd never heard of nerve pain, and it's a weird feeling." Osbourne said he is eager to get well and return to performing. Osbourne shared the rescheduled dates for his tour in November, and will be joined by Marilyn Manson for the North American dates. The GMA interview aired nearly 3 weeks after Osbourne's daughter Kelly Osbourne denied reports that Osbourne is on his deathbed. Sharon Osbourne previously said on Jimmy Kimmel Live in September that Osbourne was on the mend after his fall.